Thank you. Good evening. Mike Skelton, S-K-E-L-T-O-N. I'm the president and CEO of the Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce. The Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce is the largest chamber in the state of New Hampshire. We represent nearly 900 businesses from across the Southern New Hampshire region. Our board of directors first endorsed the Northern Pass project in 2012, and we reaffirmed its position in support of the project in 2015 after reviewing the details of the new route and the Forward New Hampshire plan. And I'm here tonight to express our support for the project and to urge its approval. In reviewing the project, the board of directors recognized the statewide economic development benefits of this project, as well as the impact of accessing new large sources of hydroelectric energy that can help stabilize our energy market. As has been discussed tonight, New Hampshire faces a growing crisis around the cost of electricity. The business community in particular is greatly impacted by this issue, and it threatens our ability to grow our economy and create jobs. While demand for energy increases, the region has as well an increasing number of older generating plants coming offline, representing a loss of thousands of megawatts of electricity. This, combined with our increased reliance on natural gas power generation, leaves us vulnerable to price spikes due to an inadequate supply of gas into our region. While there is no single solution to this challenge, we know that we must increase the supply and diversity of our energy if we're going to address this issue. And Northern Pass does just that and is a step forward. We believe Northern Pass is going to help address this issue in several ways. It's going to bring 1,000 megawatts of new energy into the region that'll drive down the cost of electricity and save an estimated $80 million annually for New Hampshire ratepayers. Second, the purchase power agreement between Eversource and Hydro-Québec guarantees that New Hampshire customers will receive the lowest price for power. And third, increasing the supply of clean hydropower into the region helps diversify our overall energy supply, which makes us less susceptible to the price spikes we've seen in recent years. Now, I also have with me Mr. DeStefano's comments. He was not able to attend.
So just one second. Let me make clear for the people who are here. Our rules specifically allow for someone to read someone else's statement if that person is unable to do that or is unwilling to do that. There are people here tonight. Mr. Page is one who did that at the last meeting, and others have seen it. So this is in our rules and allowed specifically in there. So, Mr. Skelton, you may proceed for Mr. DeStefano. If you could spell Mr. DeStefano's name so that it's clear whose statement this is.
Sure. James DeStefano, D-E-S-T-E-F-A-N-O. This is Mr. DeStefano's submission. I'm writing to express my strong support for the Northern Pass project and hope it gains approval to be constructed to become operational. I'm a lifelong New Hampshire resident and resided in Manchester for the past 16 years. I'm a shareholder in a New Hampshire-based commercial real estate services firm, an industry in which I've worked for the past 25 years. To disclose, I've been a vendor for some Eversource-owned real estate disposition projects over the years, including some active listings presently. In my capacity as a commercial realtor on the front line of economic development efforts in New Hampshire, I can attest to significant disadvantage New Hampshire and New England has due to skyrocketing energy costs. Other than pockets of smart manufacturing, our state's manufacturing industry remains depressed. The last decade of brokerage has been filled with the sale of many vacant manufacturing facilities that formerly employed many thousands of workers repurposed into other uses. My firm, Colliers International, was recently working with a Belgium company, Verstrate, in seeking to acquire industrial land to develop 100,000 square feet state-of-the-art manufacturing plant with hundreds of employees to be hired. A leader in the mold labeling industry, Verstrate, decided to instead invest in Tennessee. According to an email from Verstrate's deployment project manager, energy costs is twice as high in New Hampshire as compared to Tennessee, and was a critical site criterion in their decision to not choose New Hampshire. I'm discouraged when I hear opponents contend that the electricity supplied by Northern Pass will be used primarily in southern New England, thus the project should be opposed. Frankly, New Hampshire's economy is highly dependent on a regional economy. If Massachusetts and Connecticut and others suffer, so does New Hampshire. New Hampshire communities would receive substantial property tax revenue from Northern Pass, and the project would create enormous construction job base. I realize this project has generated tremendous public comment. For that reason alone, I am sincerely thank you for considering my personal thoughts on Northern Pass. Please count me as a strong supporter of this project. And that concludes Mr. DiStefano's comments. And just want to reiterate that the chamber is here in support as well. Thank you.